Greetings! It is I, the Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs, give me bitcoins, here with an anarchy moment. It's a really busy week for me, as I said in the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, which was part one of a two-parter. There may or may not be more casting this week. Obviously, this is going to go out on Wednesday. I don't know if there will be a cast on Friday or not, because I may be too insanely busy to make that happen. And I'm going to be pretty busy. Everything's going to be pretty sketchy up until about December the 20th, so if you're checking in on the cast and there are holes in the publishing schedule, that's why. And it's work that's keeping me busy. Today I went to the grocery store, and on the way home, I'm standing on the street corner where at one of the busier intersections here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. And they've got the buttons where you push the button to get the walk sign. And there was this old woman just repeatedly pushing the button. And I've talked about this before because I very specifically remember some time ago here on Stating the Obvious, I talked about the same thing where this is this fat kid standing next to the thing and just pushing the button over and over and over. And the woman today kept pushing on the button, and you could tell she was very agitated and wanted to get across the street. And I see this all the time. And you may wonder, what's the big deal? Here's the big deal. Here's why every time I see somebody standing there at one of these things pushing the button over and over and over, I recognize that I am looking at a stupid person. Because look, people, for those of you who don't understand this, I'm going to explain this to you. Most street crossing signals, when you push that button, it's not like it responds instantly. I mean, again, there are the ones out there that are on the streets where when you push it, it changes instantly and stops the traffic so that you can go across. But those are in low traffic zones. The buttons at high traffic zone areas, like this is a major fucking intersection here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. This is the fucking intersection of two fucking two-lane roads that are driven up and down all day long. Those stoplights are on a goddamn timer. And when you push that button, it doesn't affect the timing of the red lights and green lights for the automobiles. All it does is when you push the button is the next time the green light cycle comes around in your favor, it makes the little white walkie guy come on instead of the little red hand. And you're saying out there, you're saying, why is this a big deal? Why are you talking about this? Here's why it's a big deal. Because this dumb fucking cunt votes. Because you people are fucking stupid and selfish. You're too stupid to understand how the fucking crosswalk light works. You're so fucking self-centered that you're sitting there pushing the button over and over thinking that it's going to change just so you can cross the street. Because all these people driving back and forth, that traffic is supposed to stop. You ever heard of fucking timing the stoplights? Stoplights and shit are timed, you know, so we get there. Like, all of that is supposed to be thrown aside. The idea that this stupid old woman has that she's supposed to be able to push the button and all the traffic going up and down these two major roads is supposed to stop for her so that she can cross the street right now because she can't wait 30 fucking seconds. No, she's got to get across right now. The ignorance that people have of how mechanical devices work, of how the world around them works, and the selfishness that to sit there and think that traffic is supposed to stop for you because you pushed a button, that you can't wait your fucking turn. To me, when I see people doing this, this is, again, icon of America. This is an icon of the United States. As I always say, we don't live in a country called America. We live in a country called the United States. America is the continent. Whether it's an old woman or a little fat kid or whoever it is standing there pushing the button over and over and over, thinking that pushing this button enough times is going to make the traffic signal change for their benefit. That to me is an icon of the statist parasite. People who have no understanding of the world around them. They don't understand how economic systems work. They don't understand how political systems work. They don't understand how technology works. They don't understand anything in them, anything around them. And they expect the world to just be at their beck and call. They expect that I'm going to push a button and all these cars, this, you know, I'm going to push this button and the light is instantly going to change and all these cars are going to stop so that I can cross the street. It's a small thing. It's a small thing. And yet at the same time, it epitomizes the inability of the average person to understand anything happening around them and to understand that the world doesn't fucking revolve around you.